Yo, what's good? You already know I'm Ken Wall.
It's your boy Deja Wonder.
And you guys are tuning into another episode of Understated Let's Get It.
Come on now!
Alright, so today we're gonna take you guys back to the Old Town Road. You like what I did there? Yeah, it was nice. I know. Okay. It was on the spot, so it was kind of like a little stutter. It came out slow because I was still thinking on it. But anyways, we're going to talk about Lil Nas, this whole Lil Nas situation. But you know us, we're going to do stuff a little bit different, not so direct. We're going to go more in depth with it, go to the history of it, and break it down. So we're going to talk about three main things. Obviously, the song Old Town Road.
Yeah.
If it's a country song or not, determining if it's a country song or not.
Mm-hmm.
If this, it, what's, will this kid have a future in music?
Yeah. I believe and, he's Trojan horsing it.
And if there really is a lane for country rap, if that's a genre, or if that could really develop into something. So those are the three main things we're going to talk about. The first thing we're going to tackle is if it's a country song or not.
Well, Billboard.
My answer.
Billboard.
Yeah, we all know it country. Wasn't. It wasn't a country song. In my opinion, I think it is.
It could be. Billboard's original. Let's actually give the history of it. So, you guys probably all heard about Old Town Road by now.
If you're not, get out of your shell.
By a rapper named Lil Nas X. And the reason why it's such a controversial topic is, especially in the last week, Billy Ray Cyrus, who's Miley Cyrus's Hannah Montana,
the singer, that's her father,
and he's a country singer.
Don't tell my heart, my aching, breaking heart.
And he decided to hop on to the Old Town Road song and create a remix after the song was taken off the Billboard charts because it didn't have enough country elements, according to
Billboard.
But the song was blowing up nonetheless, especially thanks to the TikTok app, because a lot of kids were dancing to the song.
Got the horses in the back, horse stock is attached. Head is matted black, got the boosters black to match. Riding.
It became this thing where it was like, whoa, is Billboard, what the fuck is Billboard doing? This song is blowing up. It has a very country sound to it. So where's all these rules coming from that it doesn't have enough country elements on it? Then boom, Billy Ray Cyrus jumps on it. Throws his
twang.
Yeah, he throws his twang in there. He has his tambourine
playing in the background.
They do this mashup, and the song is even better than it was before. It's now like an acceptable song in the sense that it's actually 2 minutes now.
Yeah.
And the first song was like a minute and 53 seconds. So now the song is back on the Billboard charts.
The country Billboard charts. It's on the Billboard charts for Hot 100, but not the country.
Yeah, it wasn't on the country. So now it's back there, and it's like, hey, well, what exactly changed? So that's what we're going to delve into.
So country, obviously, country is a genre off of rock.
I don't even know if we could say that. It's actually from before then. I think it predates rock because, as you know, we try to drop little history lessons in these videos. You know, I was reading about it. It's like hillbilly music is what they kind of refer to.
Yeah.
That's where when we kind of think of country, we think of kind of hillbilly-ish.
Broke,
kind of thing.
Poor.
Like desert. It's just like all these stereotypes kind of think of. But it was like, you know, reading about it, it was like, you know, there were black artists that were that did hillbilly music since the 1920s. So no matter what you do, no matter how much you guys try to, like, you know, sanitize history, you're always going to find traces.
We were always there. Don't believe.
Yes.
If you see any World War I, II movie, Vietnam movie, and you see one freaking pint of black person, don't watch that movie because it's not real.
Even the
it's
Westerns.
Not a real depiction. We're in every single war. We're in history.
Yeah. Like, so, I was reading, the banjo was came from West Africa.
Yeah. Music originated in Africa.
They called it the Banjar. So it's like, how
did Godfrey, big ass, big tits, big everything came from Africa, bro.
Yeah, so it's like when you try to, and there's a race factor that has to play into it, even though Billboard says it doesn't. It's like, when things developed, we're over here expressing that you had black artists that were involved in music, even way back when. And it always comes to the point where you're reading these things in history, Jim Crow plays a big factor in the division of things. So when Jim Crow came into play, it was like, all right, you're not going to have this collaboration between black and white people as limited as it was, as you could have had. And because of that, they started segregating the music. So they started calling whatever music that black people did, they called it race music.
Race, like blues, gospel.
Things of that nature, while white people's music was kind of categorized as country and Western and
nicer words for what this
exactly. So it was like you're seeing that division happen back then, and it kind of carried throughout to now, where it's just like when we think of country music and we think of Western, like that kind of genre, we picture white faces, while rap and things of like that, obviously you're going to think of black faces. But you have to recognize that it wasn't a case where black people just never did anything with country. It was simply because they weren't allowed, in a sense. It was just like, and when they did collaborate with other white artists, they went uncredited for it. So, knowing that history and looking at what's happened now, it's kind of like, yeah, that was white people's music, and to a degree today, they still think it's white people music. So now you have this black kid come out of nowhere and makes a song that sounds country. Obviously, it's going to create a huge uproar because it's not what's normal.
Yeah.
It's not. What are your thoughts? I talk too much sometimes.
It's sad. It's just, this is what happens every time.
Yeah.
When you, like, and that's the thing. That's why we got to know our history.
Yeah.
So we can call shit out on it. Like, mm-hmm. Call them out on it, because how many, that stupid song that you were just saying, Florida Georgia Line.
It was meant to be.
That song's garbage, bro. Alright, this is just not my type of song.
Okay.
But that's more pop, and that was on both Billboard charts. Mm-hmm. Both Billboard charts. Another, Taylor Swift is notorious for making pop-sounding country songs.
Between the lines.
And that gets on the both Billboard charts. But, and then Florida Georgia Line, Baby You a Song, you make fun, that song was on both, and that was with Nelly, that was on both country and Billboard, and that was like one of the most sold country songs, or most downloadable country song.
Okay.
Yeah. And that had a lot of hip-hop elements into it, but that was on both.
We're going to talk about that,
but too. When this kid who does it all by himself, no help, makes a song like this, it's like, whoa, we got to toe the line here with this.
It's true. And to go back to your point, you notice, and that's what I was kind of alluding to before, with those songs, they have country singers on them. And they're automatically, as poppy as they sound, there's that credibility all of a sudden.
Yeah, I don't.
Because they have country singers on it. And then notice how Lil Nas X's song, it now all of a sudden becomes country because Billy Ray Cyrus.
Yeah.
Billy Ray Cyrus, the beat didn't change.
Nothing changed. He just added a verse.
Exactly.
That's it. He added a verse to the song.
Nothing fundamentally changed about the song to make it more country. So, I mean, besides, like you said, Billy Ray Cyrus' twang. So, that is not what Billboard
talks about. He talks about spending money on a guitar, bro.
Yeah.
Come on now.
But my point is, Billboard cannot really have rules that says, well, you have to have a twang to all of a sudden.
But he did have a twang.
Yeah, it's clear you can hear the song.
You can hear the song.
I would have never thought he was a black rapper. Let's put it that way. When I heard the song, I would have never thought Lil Nas X was a black rapper. Then I went on YouTube and I started looking up his other stuff. I'm like, yo, dude is definitely Trojan horsing this. And by Trojan horse, it means like you come into the industry presenting one thing, like, and then people know you for that, but then you completely switch it up. And that's what I think is going to happen here. It's like, well, Nas X is like, yes, this was like a country-esque song. But this is the only song.
I said we get into that later when
that he does. Comes
to the future.
Yeah, yeah, go ahead.
The tease. But yeah, it's I think obviously Billboard is bullshitting with the oh yeah, race did not play a factor into it.
I definitely do.
I think it had to have played a factor into it. You wouldn't remove someone like that.
Yeah. Like, and it's not the first of its kind. I mean, you might be a little bit too young to remember it, but back in the day, early 2000s, Nelly did a song with McGraw. It's and that song played everywhere. Like, a lot of people at the time, even then, were like, what the fuck is Nelly doing? But, I mean, it worked. For that song, I didn't listen to the album, but if they did do a collaborative album. But I know that song worked at the time. And it was popular. Nothing ever came of it. And that's something that we could talk about in the future with this whole, if country trap could be a thing. So they'll be like, look.
That's guys. What makes it disrespectful. It's like, it's cool how he hopped on it, helped the kid out, but it's like, really, Billboard
has to get... There's a bigger issue at play.
That's a bigger issue. It's like, what the... Really, we needed a... It's like the white story. It's like the movie.
White savior.
The white savior kind of thing. It's like, what the...
Yeah. And then it's like, you can't... I think it's just like one of those really hard situations. Man, I'm a
bunch of hicks. Oh, yeah, I like the Billy Ray Cyrus motherfucker. The first.
Yeah. It's just one of those things. It's like, I under... Because it's such... Race is such a complicated issue to talk about sometimes. Because it's on the one hand, it's like you have Billy Ray Cyrus. He recognizes what Lil Nas X has done. And he's decided to join in. And he's like, I'm going to participate. I want to be involved in this.
Yeah.
And then the song blows up even more than it has prior. And then you're going to have some people on the other end. It's like, going to bring up that white series. Like, why do we need white people to always be involved in
it's
our
like,
stuff?
But the thing is, with me, it's like, I don't blame Billy Ray Cyrus. He liked this song.
No, album. Yeah.
It's
no,
just, I blame Billboard.
I blame Billboard. Like, but I also, I want it to be clear that all of these issues are not clear cut, and you can't try to take away from somebody's victory by claiming that. I don't want people to be like, well, it's only because Billy Ray Cyrus, this song is ever going to do anything.
Nah.
I don't want that to be the case. I think it's a supplement, and I think it helps the song. But I don't want it to just, I don't want his only, the only reason we remember this song to be because
Billy Ray Cyrus. Nah, I don't think it's that.
I think Lil Nas X deserves
his props. I would put it with Red Dead Redemption 2. Yeah. It's like a staple now.
Yeah, I hope
Rockstar should do something with him.
Maybe.
No, they should. They owe him now. I'm just kidding.
I wouldn't, like I said.
Put it in the game. Put it in one of the next GTA 6 on the radio. You know how the radio, you could
use the radio. That would be dope.
Do the next GTA, or add an update on GTA 5. Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road.
I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. Nice to throw that in there, you know.
And then I'm surprised they didn't copyright him for the gameplay, but because that was from the trailer.
That makes me question. That sometimes makes me question how these things work, and you know who knew what was happening behind the scenes. Because I'm like, if you and I did that shit, YouTube would take our thing down immediately. That's been up for months.
Yeah,
really has been up for months.
I know it because I saw the trailers, and that was from the trailers.
Yeah.
It wasn't game... Some of it was very little gameplay that was captured with a capture card, but a lot of it was from the trailers that they had.
53 seconds of full footage from the goddamn trailer. So, I don't know. That's the interesting part of it.
The future with this kid, now to focus more back on that instead of the controversial stuff.
Okay.
The future with this, it got me questioning, like, everything with what, I saw that clip with Academics saying he's an industry plant. Because that's one thing I will credit Academics for, he has that inside information on who's blowing up, what's going on, and he did bring up valid points. How it's like all of a sudden on TikTok, everyone hopped on it really quickly like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, where'd this kid come from? Because after he told me about that, I looked up what label he signed to. It's like Columbia.
Yeah, but they said he signed to Columbia only after the song was blown up.
But it's like, That's a big label.
Okay, so the thing about it is, like, you also have to look back. If you go on his Wikipedia page, the dude was pretty...
He made music.
Pretty up there social media wise. His Twitter account was pretty big. And he's a guy that obviously understands meme culture. So whenever I see that somebody's social media account is very big or it's growing in numbers, I always think of sponsorships, and I always think about the fact that it's kind of the same concept that applies to Instagram stars. If you notice, you probably noticed by now, a lot of these top Instagram influencers have been coming out with...
Say daddy, daddy!
We're going to pretend...
King Batch's song. Yeah,
we're
going to
pretend like you didn't bring that. These Instagram stars are now coming out with singles, music singles. Liza dropped a video for her Dollar Store. It was a Dollar Store song. King Batch dropped... A baby daddy song.
Little baby say daddy, daddy. Say mama that ain't my name. Lo nuestro es amor con odio. Te amo en the dollar store.
Yeah, all of them are dropping songs out of nowhere. And I think it was Academics,
yeah, Academics
that
said,
had exposed,
yeah,
it, that these Instagram stars had gotten music deals way back when. And I think this was like around 2015, 2016,
yeah,
that he mentioned this. But now, all of a sudden, they're all dropping these singles. And it makes me think, it's like, in that line, that industry plant, are these guys being manufactured in a way? It's like, you're finding their moment, and they come out with a song, and there's this machine behind them, but we don't know that, because we're not paying attention to every,
yeah,
single person. So it's seemingly somebody comes out of nowhere with this hit, but is it really that? So I don't know if that's the case here, but it's something to pay attention to. Especially since YouTube never took down his videos for the longest time.
Yeah, that is weird.
Yeah,
that's
weird to me.
That's the weird thing to me. But in terms of future with this kid, I really don't know. Especially if he's Trojan horsing this.
Yeah.
Because if he is a meme kid, I feel like when I first heard the song, I was like, this kid's trolling.
Yeah.
I really felt like this is a joke. And especially when I look back at his other music, I was like, what the f... I was like, this is nothing like his... He was a rap... It was like... It was a rapper. It was... Nothing. To me, it wasn't special. But... Compared this to that, that's... It's completely 180. So, I'm,
yeah,
thinking... Either this is what's gonna make him... Like, come out with his more traditional... Or, the yeah, this is... Gonna allow him to do more of what he wants to do.
Yeah.
Or he could go the other route with doing this, but I don't think he would.
It reminds me of the how we talked about Triple X Tentacion. He came out with the Look at Me Now song.
Hey, my bitch was your mess. Hey, can't keep my dick in my pants. Hey, my bitch don't love me no more. Hey, she kicked me out of life, bro.
He came out with more of those songs, the like screamo rap.
Yeah. But for the most part, when his album dropped,
it was,
albums,
it was 180. I did not expect that from his first two albums.
Feel like I'm destined. I don't need no Smith and Wesson, no. Who are you testing? Fuck a scantron, here's your lesson, no.
And I was like, what?
Completely different. Because they know what sounds to put out to garner attention. And then,
yeah,
that's how it works. You get people's attention, and then you siphon them off to your real stuff. Because you've already got their eyes and their ears, and they kind,
yeah,
of believe in you already. So, that's what I'm gonna think is what I'm thinking is happening here, because this is the only song that he has that sounds like this. All of his other songs sound like a typical rapper's stuff.
My flow so cold, you notice it. My dreams unfold, behold this shit.
To a degree, you have to take into account, it's like, okay, now we're gonna get into this idea of country trap. The reason why, because I was watching this other video with this guy basically talking, it's like, why does all country music sound the same? And it's because of the snap beats,
yeah,
the clap beats,
the tempo.
The tempo. It sounds very reminiscent of what came out of rap music, which has translated into pop music. You hear it, there's the same sounds, and now it's finally crossing over into country music. There's this homogeny with all of the sounds, because they know what works. So it's like, even to this song, yes, it has the country twang, but it still has the same, it hits the same way as all of these other songs. So there's a very much a formula to it. And maybe this kid just recognized this is the formula and I'm going to throw a twist in there with the country music, and it seemed to have worked.
Yeah, this kid definitely knows what's up.
And props to him.
He knows how it works, bro. I know for a fact he knows how this shit works, especially because he has that many followers and stuff. Yeah,
and then putting it on TikTok, knowing that it would hop into it would work in a challenge and then blow up from there. That, you know, a lot of culture today is very meme related and troll related. So if you find your way to garner attention that way, that's the smarter play. And I think that's what happened here. So going back to country trap, and if he knows that and that works, maybe we'll see spawns of this in the future.
What do you think?
Well, if we already have people complaining about, because even like the Florida Georgia Line with Bebe Rexha, that song has the same tempos, same kind of sound. There's other popular country singer songs that have the same kind of thing. So it becomes a question of if we as a state, as a culture in general, is ready for that kind of thing. And I think we are, simply because, as we said in the last episode, this younger generation is less likely, I think, to be hankered down by the idea of labels when it comes to music. They very much just look at music as, this is what I like. I don't really care if you're going to categorize it that way, but if it slaps, it slaps. And I think with this, you're going to see more of that, and more people trying to see if this kind of music works. And it really is depends on how people feel, if they're going to accept it or not. And race is going to play a factor into that, because country and rap are two, the ideologies behind them and how we perceive them are two very separate.
The people who like country.
Yeah.
Not all, but the people who like country most of the time is racist.
I don't know if they're racist, but that's definitely the stigma that's attached.
Yeah,
to
it's a stigma.
So that's a very real thing.
But most of the time, stigmas do apply. Kind of.
Stigmas come from somewhere. They come from somewhere.
So
they come from some truth. So let's not pretend like it just comes out of nowhere. But it's like,
I don't think it would happen to me. I don't think this could ever happen.
I think this is a moment. I think this is just a moment. Yeah, I think it's a moment in time, and we're all gonna remember
this song. Remember, this song is a minute in how long?
It was originally a minute and 53. I think it's like 2:30-ish now.
All right, make it go to the original. Look at the original.
Mm-hmm.
Do this with more verses now.
Yeah.
How annoying is it gonna get? Like, if he play the verse 3 times, can't tell him, that's gonna get annoying the third time you hear it. So it's like, now try doing this over and over again with a longer format. I get it. Is it an official song? Does a song need to have a certain amount of time? Because,
well, we've been cutting back. Remember, we talked about this privately, about the 2-verse rap songs now. It's just like,
but there's not that many, bro.
Yeah, but it's becoming more of a trend. And it's going to become more likely as we have this microwave era where it's just like you just put something out. Like, you could just probably put a song that's just the hook out now and get away with it.
Nah, I don't think so.
I don't think country trap is going to happen simply because this is a moment in time and it's unorthodox. That's really what it comes down to.
I think it's a troll song.
Yeah, that's what it comes down to. It's really because of it's a black kid singing a country song. That's why there's all this controversy around it. Let's cut the bullshit out. That's really why this song is
song lyrics
up.
Are what the
it's based off of it not looking like the norm, which is cool. But that's what it comes
that's
down
what
to.
It come down. That's so, a lot of the success because that doesn't happen.
And that's where the hate is coming from, and that's where the love is coming from. And
you know,
you see it so often, it happens so often with our music.
Yeah.
So the tides have turned, and that's
now
where
y'all don't like
a lot of the support and the love is and the hate is coming from. So I recognize the play. It is what it is, and we will see what happens.
I'm going to love the song, because you guys do it.
It's catchy. Too often. It's catchy as hell. It's a catchy.
It's funny, because it's Billy Ray Cyrus, the same father of Miley Ray Cyrus, who's a freaking culture vulture, right? That's very ironic. That is very freaking...
Yeah.
I want to know what Miley Cyrus was talking about, because she'd be doing some country songs, some real real traditional country songs. I want to know if she had anything to say. Yeah. If she had anything to say, bro...
I don't know if she did, but it's just irony.
I get it. There are some people that don't really see the hypocrisy in themselves, like the game, but... Like, but literally, if she had something to say, bro, something ain't right with her, bro.
Yeah,
something ain't right.
Well, we never know if she really had anything to say or if she ever will. But it's just funny that
she can't say anything.
The artist that was accused of culturally appropriating is hopping on this song that could be considered. But I wouldn't even consider culturally appropriating because. Like I said, you can always trace the origins back to who was involved.
Yeah.
And just like there's going to be, just like there were black people involved in certain types of music, I think you also have to credit other groups' involvement. But the thing is, when we just have a historical...
impact.
Not just a historical impact, we just have a historical cleansing of black people's contributions to music. And certain music genres, or just history in general.
That's why
it's so important for us to stress and emphasize the impact and what black people brought to the table to history. So we're just going to continue doing that.
We've done a lot of things, not just music. That's why
you
got to know your history.
Everybody,
you got to know your history.
Everybody plays a role. But when you choose to intentionally wipe out and disregard the contributions of certain people that were prevalent and important to your success and everything you contributed, that's unfair and that's unjust, and we're gonna continue to address that in this show.
Yeah, I wanna teach you guys this is what's great about it. You guys keep learning more new stuff each episode. That's why you guys got to keep coming back week to week. That's how you learn new stuff. But yeah, anyways, I think that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Covered everything. I'll just finish another episode of Understated. Hope you guys enjoyed. You guys can catch us on basically all the platforms, podcast versions.
Yeah, I need to update the podcast version. I'm behind.
So, yeah, you can catch us on that, especially when you're driving. This would be a nice long drive, something to listen to. We got a bunch of episodes for you guys to watch. Remember, like and comment, because it really helps us out. We need those likes and comments. Please, thank you guys for watching. Once again, you already know, I'm Ken Wall.
It's your boy, Adeja Wonder.
And we're out. Peace. Bring the noise.